Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
All righty, good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. On the opening night of high school football, we will take your phone calls. I'd love to hear from you. Anything associated with high school football. Light up the phone lines. We don't have a lot of high school topics on the show, but I'll just open, you know, really throw out an open-ended question. Whatever you want to talk about with high school football, 946-0435, it can be the community support and pride and spirit that a high school football program provides, going to games, just enjoying all of that community spirit. If you've got a kid that plays on the team, a grandkid, and a nephew, if you played and you just want to keep showing up to support the community, whatever you got, 946-0435. I said opening the show, and as I say every day, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Now, I've had that tagline for 15 years because that's what I've always done on this show. I try to talk about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Bear with me here for a few minutes. Follow along with what I'm saying because I want to reinforce this and make sure everybody kind of understands where I'm coming from here, okay? And it has to do with the value of a community-minded local media outlet. Now, this is going to sound kind of hollow maybe to some of you. I would ask for some leeway. If you know me, I don't bullcrap with anybody. I'm just going to tell you how I feel. And so you might be sitting there out there thinking, well, of course you're going to say this stuff, Geiger. You work there. But here's what I want to say about Leitner Communications, all right? And I want everybody, bear with me, because this will sound like bragging or self-aggrandizing or whatever. I'm a part-time employee here, folks. I come in for an hour a day and do my show, do the Steelers show on Tuesdays. They've been great to me, but I'm not the crux of what they do here by any stretch of the imagination. I have a very, 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 very tiny role here. But here's what I want to tell you. They allow me to have a role here, to come in and talk about local sports. Because it's important to the folks who run this radio operation. Now, again, if you think I'm saying this because somebody's telling me to, then you don't know me at all. In fact, they might not want me talking about this kind of stuff because it might sound too much like bragging. But I just want to tell you, in case you didn't know, how unbelievably lucky that this area is to have Leitner Communications from a local sports standpoint. Again, nobody told me to say this. I'm telling you, here's the games that these stations are broadcasting. And I don't have anything to do with any of this stuff. But these are the games these stations are broadcasting tonight as part of the Leitner Communications family. Altoona Hollidaysburg on two different stations, 107.1 Jack FM and right here on 96.1 Hank FM. Tyrone versus Clearfield on 96.9 and 100.7 The Train. Central Belfont, Mix 94.7. Johnstown at Forest Hills on Cool 102.9 WCRO. Oh, by the way, we've also got the Altoona Curve on WRTA. This show right here on Hank FM. Tomorrow, The Week in Sports with Adam Erickson and Bama Boy on WRTA and WRSC. Steelers at Lions, Curve at Richmond, BG versus Bald Eagle Area on Q94. Center County game of the week is that BG Bald Eagle game. That's on 95.3 WRC. Pirates versus Reds on Cool 102.9. It's great to have the Pirates back on local radio this year. That's a commitment, man. That's what you call a commitment to you. Any sports fan out there, I say I cover the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I don't. I cover a few of them. We're very heavy Penn State here, Steelers, Pirates. We don't get into a lot of high school football, high school basketball, high school kinds of topics. I do like to talk about youth sports because that impacts a lot of people. But for what I do, I try to keep things very general when it comes to the high school elements, because if I start talking about one high school, the people who follow that one high school will enjoy it, and no one else will. Everyone else will be like, well, when are you going to talk about my high school? If I start talking a whole lot about Altoona, then the folks at BG are going to say, where's our airtime? If I start talking about Central, the folks at Tyrone are going to say, where's our airtime? It's difficult to give equal amounts of airtime on a one-hour daily sports talk show to more than a dozen high schools. But the folks at Lightner Communications, they try to do that. They try to incorporate as many high schools into these broadcasts as possible. And again, nobody's telling me to say this. I'm saying this as a member of the community. I'm saying this really just as a sports fan who lives here. Now, I've been on radio here for 15 years. I used to work at the previous institution. I'm not going to mention them by name. I'm very happy that the previous institution took a chance on me 15 years ago and put me on the air. They had a commitment to local sports radio. The key word there is had. They haven't had a commitment to local sports radio at the previous institution for many years. They don't cover any games. They haven't covered games for a long time. They abandoned local sports programming years ago. And I'm not ripping them because they're the competition. I'm ripping them because I don't think they care a whole hell of a lot about the local community when it comes to a sports standpoint at all. The folks here do. Again, I realize how this sounds when I'm sitting here at this radio station. Hey, guys, of course you're saying, but I'm trying to tell you how I feel as a member of the community. And I would hope, if you're going to the Altoona Hollidaysburg game tonight, or even if you're not, you can listen right here. It's the only place you can get listen to it live local on local radio. Every week you can hear those teams. Dave Shannon calls Central games every week on Mix 94.7. Actually, I think I think all those games are on 96.1 Hank FM, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, Dave Shannon loves calling Central games. Very successful program. We had a lot of great talent that calls these games. Jared Prugar, Jake Irwin will be on the Altoona Hollidaysburg game tonight. What I'm telling you is, in the media world, it's easy to stop. It's easy to stop covering and paying attention and devoting resources, time, manpower, money, all of these things. It's easy to just give up on it and say, we just don't have the time to make that or the resources to make that kind of commitment. And no one here has ever asked me my opinion in any way, shape, or form about all the local events that we cover. But I would like to say thank you to everybody here who makes this stuff happen. Matt Leitner, Andy Kreiser, Bob Taylor, all the folks who run the board here for various games, curve games all season long and all that. I mean, to have media outlets, and I will say this too about the Altoona Mirror. I don't work for the Altoona Mirror anymore. I'll do some freelance things for them from time to time. Same thing there. Unbelievably dedicated and devoted and committed to serving the local community from a sports standpoint. Neil Riddell, longtime managing editor there, he just retired. But Buck Frank, the sports editor, Mike Boydum, the best high school sports reporter in the state. I hope people who follow local sports here truly do appreciate how committed and devoted some of the media entities here are to covering the kids in your communities playing these games. All right. Just wanted to mention that. 946-0435. Opening night of high school football season. You want to talk some high school football? Give me a buzz. 946-0435.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast. Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast, bread and rolls, Pacific Coast.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with 2 branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Got Medicaid or are you uninsured? Do you need a doctor? We love to care at Gloria Gates Care, and we're now accepting new members. At Gloria Gates Care, we've got all your needs in one place, and we welcome you to come join us while we help you to receive the quality care you deserve. At Gloria Gates Care, we're redefining healthcare. For office hours and more information, call 814-300-7777. Gloria Gates Care, 2525 9th Avenue, Suite B, Altoona. Online at GloriaGatesCare.com.
It's a grand slam.
Everyone loves a grand slam, and now you can score one at Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stop in at Kepner's Grandview Meats from now until the end of the curve season and register for the Grandview Grand Slam Contest. If your name is called out during WRTA mornings and a grand slam is hit, you win a $100 gift certificate from Kepner's Grandview Meats, the home of quality meats, hot and cold subs, and more. Stop in and register. No purchase necessary. Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
At ShoeFly, they think on their feet so you can walk in comfort and style. When you step into ShoeFly, you'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable staff who will assist you in finding the perfect shoe for any occasion. ShoeFly believes that every foot problem has a fitting solution, and they will work with you to make sure you don't have to sacrifice style for comfort. For more information or to schedule a professional fitting with one of ShoeFly's fit specialists, visit their website, ShoeFlyStores.com. ShoeFly. Your feet will thank you.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Lowe's knows Labor Day calls for big savings. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, save up to $750 when you buy 2 or more select major appliances priced $396 or more. And don't miss out on 3 bags of premium 2-cubic foot color mulch for just $10. Shop these can't-miss deals before they're gone, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 9/4 while supplies last. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
All right, if you want to join us, 946-0435. Let's start high school football tonight? Are you going out to a game? What do you like to go? What do you like about high school football games? Anything that you want to discuss? We got my man Dan joining us first up. What's up, Dan? How you doing, buddy?
Better than I deserve. Thanks for asking, Corey. Now, you weren't bragging at all. Once Leitner took over, it just blew up with local sports, Corey. It just blew up. And then to top it all off, we got a cherry on the Sunday with when Mike Boylan come to the Altoona Mirror. You're absolutely right. He has to be one of the best in the state when it covers high school sports, because he goes into detail on everything in the covering area. See?
And a part of I've been in the media for a long time. And I covered the Curve. I covered Penn State football, a lot of Pirate stuff doing this show. I usually focus more on the professional and college ranks. But communities love their high school sports. Communities love their local sports. And I forgot to mention this earlier because I planned to mention, like, we covered here the Park Home Altoona Baseball Classic. Every single game, all 23 games, Dave Shannon was sitting through calling the play-by-play with some different color commentators with Little League Baseball. I mean, you want to talk about a commitment to a local community. Dave Shannon is sitting through some really good and, quite frankly, some really bad Little League Baseball games for a week and a half. And, I mean, that's a commitment, man.
Well, that's what I mean. It blew up around here, Corey. And even before that Little League series, he at times – he would cover different Little League teams before that. And then yesterday, right at the very end of the program, Nate asked you a question about are you going to any of the ball games? And then you come back at him and ask Nate if he was going. He says, absolutely. Now, see, that was at the very end of the program. And then I will comment to Nate when he said, you said Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'll comment on it for sure. Now, definitely, I'll go to the game tonight, and then tomorrow night, BG plays, and mm-hmm. I have every intention going there too.
Yeah, it's great that Mansion Park can host so many outstanding games. Hollidaysburg has a tremendous facility. We got a lot of high schools around here that have spent a lot of money on to upgrade their facilities with these turf fields. And let me just say, this is not so much football, but my son and I will go out to the Altoona Intramural Field, one of the new turf fields they've got over at the high school, which is open to the general public pretty much all day, every day. We'll go out there. So not only do these football facilities, are they great for the kids and the athletes and everything like that and the teams, but when they open them up to communities to go walk around the track or go practice some soccer or football on the field, these are gigantic community treasures.
What about that Little League? What is the Centennial Field? Is that what they call it?
Altoona Area Baseball Association has two turf fields. And my son plays at Centennial Field, which is grass, and East End is grass. I know the other two leagues probably would love to have a turf field, but the turf fields at Altoona Area Baseball Association are tremendous.
See, and a lot of things
Hollidaysburg as well. By the way, Hollidaysburg, they have a turf field out there, also tremendous.
Well, you got to commend the advertising department too for getting these sponsors in here. That's no easy. That's no easy fate either, because when the previous owner he didn't give a raps about sports at all, and then that's why I said it exploded when Matt come aboard.
Yeah,
local sports and things.
I'm glad you mentioned it. I appreciate you agreeing with me there. You said you're going to go to the game night. You're looking forward to it.
And then tomorrow night, yes, absolutely, I am. Certainly, absolutely, I'll get my same spot both nights, and I'll get there probably 15 minutes before the game, 10 maybe. All depends how far I have to walk, and everything. It's a shame. It's a shame people don't participate in that. But that's what it is. That's the name of the age. I think there's too many other commitments, Corey, where they're not going to these games and things.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Very good, Dan. Appreciate the call, partner. Thanks so much, man. Enjoy your time out there. Jerry in Bellwood. What's up, Jerry? How you doing, pal?
Good. I just had a question for you. What was the advantage in Bellwood going to the Laurel Highlands.
I'm going to say that you've stumped me there. I don't know the backstory there. I wish I did, but I just don't know that backstory.
Yeah, because it sure made the competition a lot tougher.
Yes.
That's for sure.
It's a very difficult league. I do know that. It's a very difficult league. Look, I can only speak in a general basis. I don't know if this is specific for Bellwood, but a lot of these schools, they want set schedules. They want set competition schedules because trying to go out and find your own schedules can be very challenging in some places.
Well, yeah, but Bellwood had their own schedule with the other league they were in, which
sure.
they dominated for many years.
Yeah, maybe they just didn't want to do that. Did they want to up the ante with who they were playing every week?
Maybe, because it's not a matter of not having coaching quality, because they have excellent coaches down there. That's not the issue. And, you know, the kids are doing their best, playing hard.
Let me say this. You bring up such a great question. I want to venture into this element, Jerry, just to kind of give you a different thought and see what you think of this. This is why, like for what I do, and this is why high school sports are so difficult, so unbelievably difficult to talk about on a widespread basis, because every school is different. Every school is looking for something different. Every school has different parameters. Every school has different things that their school board members want to do, and then they've got different things that their parents want to do, and that kind of stuff. Some schools want to dominate all the time, so they might be in a lower league. Some schools, like Altoona, struggle to find the right league because just so far out in the middle of nowhere in terms of the highest classifications, it's hard for Altoona to find equal competition to play at those classifications. But every school district, again, this is a challenge. This is why I'll give credit to somebody like Mike Boydham. He knows all this stuff left and right. With dozens and dozens of different school districts all, you know, in our area, it's just impossible to know what each school district is looking for. You see what I'm getting at? And because everybody, and it changes with every 5 to 10 years, because you got different athletes and different parents coming up. One guy might be a really good coach at a school, but you get a certain group of parents that come up, and now their kids are playing in the program, and now that coach, he's not playing my little Jimmy. We got to get him fired. And so there's all the politics. I'll be quite honest with you. That aspect of it is so unbelievably shady to me, the politics that go on in high school sports.
I know. Parents
should be ashamed of themselves, to be honest with you, in some of those areas.
Yeah. Let me just, before I lose, the thing, maybe we'll see that a school like Bellwood will pick it up and be able to, you know, maybe they just weren't used to playing the kind of competition that they're going to face in the Laurel Highlands. I remember I took a basketball team once down, I think it was a junior high team, to Pittsburgh, I think it was AAU, and the kids that we played against were quick, and so the passes that we could throw when the teams we played around here, they didn't work there because the kids were too quick. We had kids, we were playing against kids that dunked. But after a while, we adjusted and we were able to, you know, compete against them. And maybe that's what will happen, you know, once these schools that go into the Laurel Highlands play some of these powerhouses. Maybe the kids will be able to adjust. But I don't know. I was just curious what they got out of it as a high school, because – I think you nailed it. It probably is just the scheduling is just so much easier. But I mean, because they were in a league before and they were able to schedule, you know, with no problem. But maybe it's for the other sports as well. I really don't know. I was just curious. What you know? So
great discussion, man. Appreciate that, Jerry. 946-0435. And I will. Pretty much no matter what we talk about, I try to give you some level of an educated discussion or educated guess based on what I know, even if it's, you know, a sport I don't really know. Caller number two likes to call and talk about curling, so I'll have some fun with those discussions. But I will tell you, the discussions at the high school level are unbelievably difficult and complex because they're so different. If you're at a single A school versus a 6A school, just very different. If you're in an area where one program dominates a certain area, well, why do they dominate a certain area? What's the logistics of it? Are they playing the best competition? Portage football comes to mind. Portage football for years and years and years and years and years, they've dominated. I think maybe in the West Pack or something, they would dominate everybody. And I don't know if this is still the case, but for a long time, every score, 49-3, 49-6, 52-0, and then they'd get in the playoffs and they'd lose like in the second round every year because it was just, you know, very, very, very different level of competition. But every school is different, and everybody's looking for different things. You know, some schools want to pound their chest and say, hey, look at all these district championships we've got, or conference championships or whatever. Okay, well, are you playing in the toughest league? Are you challenging your kids to the highest level, or are you just sending kids out there so that they can win? And hey, so there's nothing wrong with that. Some communities, they just love the winning aspect. Doesn't matter if they do anything in the state playoffs. They just want to win. And, hey, look, we've got some programs around here that do have a lot of success in the playoffs. BG football, Central baseball and basketball, or Central baseball and football, BG girls in basketball, BG boys in basketball have had good runs. We've had a lot of teams that have had really, really good runs for a long, long time. And so they're able to sustain the local competition and at the higher levels. But a lot of times what you'll see is you might be really good locally, but you get out and face the much better competition, it opens your eyes pretty quickly.
Eric Jones is on, recently signed again with Legacy Motor Club, and talks about the process.
Multiple sit-downs with Jimmy, with Cal, who's our president there, and, you know, diving into, okay, you know, here's where we are, right? I mean, we see it. We don't ignore the fact. And how are we going to get to where we want to be? You know, so it was laid out to me well enough that I felt good about coming back. You know, that there was a plan in place. There was some people that were in the works of being hired that weren't quite done yet when I was redoing my deal. Some are there now. Some are still coming in. Obviously, there's contracts in place, and you know, people got to finish their obligations out, but you know, there's enough people coming in that I felt confident to see improvement on our end, and then also what I think TRD has been doing on their end to, you know, start to give us what we need. You know, we've kind of got at this point a good list of items that we feel like we need and what we have and need to be better to run better. So yeah, there were definitely multiple conversations of that. You know, I don't think anybody involved wants to run, you know, how we have. You know, we want to be a race winning team, and so there's a longer road to get there currently, but I think we've got plans in place to make it work.
You're on the final lap.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe. Hank FM.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brought to you each and every day by J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. If you're heading out to a football game today, or this weekend, or you're going to watch some games on TV tomorrow, college and pro, we got college season coming up here. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Head on over to J.M. Boswell's, get you some nice cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Tell them that you heard all about them here on Sports Central. Each and every day, we appreciate their sponsorship. They're open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday. Tomorrow, they're open 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. If you want to give me a buzz, anything that's on your mind about high school football, you going out to a game tonight? 946-0435. What do you enjoy about going out to high school games? I remember being in high school. That was the cool thing to do, man. You had to go to the game. I didn't play high school football, but you had to go to the game, flirt with the girls, have fun walking around with all your buddies. Go to the dance after. Do the schools here do dances after football games? I don't know. I don't have any experience with that. But my school, we would have like a dance in the gym after most home football games, and that's where things got a little serious. 946-0435. Those are my memories of high school football. Bring the whole community together, whether you're the grandfather that you're out there, you've been watching kids for decades, whether you're a parent, you're watching your own kid, whether you're a business owner, you're out there supporting the local community, whether you're a high school kid just out there trying to flirt with the girls and walking around the stadium having fun. Oh, man, lots of memories. 946-0435. So they all get underway tonight. I'll go through the schedule here once again. For the games on our Leitner Communications stations, we've got Altoona Hollidaysburg on 107.1 Jack FM and also on 96.1 Hank FM. So both the stations. Tyrone Clearfield on 96.9 and 100.7 The Train. Central Bellefonte on Mix 94.7. And Johnstown Forest Hills on Cool 102.9 WCRO. Tomorrow, BG versus Bald Eagle Area on Q94. All right, so again, if you want to join in, talk anything high school football, and I'll throw this question out too. Would you want to hear more high school discussions on this show? And if so, look, if you want to call and say, yeah, talk to more high school stuff, well, what would you want to hear? I tried to paint the picture in the last segment. It's very complex. It's very difficult to dive into a whole lot of things because, like, we got Altoona Hollidaysburg tonight. It's great. It's great. You know, it's fantastic. Whoever wins that game, it's cool. For the people who win, the fans of the other team, they don't want to. If Altoona wins, Hollidaysburg fans don't want to hear how good Altoona is. If Hollidaysburg wins, Altoona fans don't want to hear how good Hollidaysburg is. It's just the way it goes. Kind of fascinating because we got a lot of rivalries around here, a lot of rivalries. And so we talk about how good somebody is in one thing. a lot of other fan folks, I hear that a lot with BG. You know, BG football, been very, very good for a while. Basketball, good. But believe it or not everybody in the community loves that BG is successful. There's a lot of jealousy out there. There are a lot of hard feelings. There are a lot of accusations. And that's why some of these topics are very difficult. You have to tread lightly around them when it comes to high school sports, because again, say I want to talk a whole bunch of BG success and everything. I know for a fact, I'm around a lot of people in the community. I know for a fact there are people in the community that they hold it against BG that they're successful because they feel like something is going on with unfair advantages or what have you. So you see what I'm getting at? That's what makes diving into a lot of these kinds of things more complicated. And I will say this, one thing that truly pisses me off about high school sports is how much influence parents have. Everybody listening to what I'm saying has probably encountered in one way or another, either with your child or somebody else's child or when you played or your grandchild or whatever, or in your community, you know full well what I'm talking about. There are a lot of politics going on with whoever's the coach, whoever's playing, whoever's not playing, whoever's on the school board, whoever's not on the school board. And then all of a sudden, like long-time and successful coaches are kind of shoved aside, you know, pushed aside, contract not renewed. And invariably, you hear the story behind it. It's, well, so-and-so parents got together. Their little Jimmies and Lisas and Johnnies and Michelles, they're not getting to play. So they've got the influence. Again, that's one reason I'm kind of glad I don't get into a lot of high school subjects, simply because there's a lot of stuff going on in high school athletics that is so shady, so unbelievably shady. And yeah, we got shady stuff going on in professional sports, and it gets called out all the time. We got shady stuff going on in college sports. It gets called out all the time. But when you're in a local community and you got shady stuff going on within your school board, you run the risk of you express too much anger, you bring too much grief about it, then the people in the community are going to come back on you, because the people running a lot of these things at these schools are the leaders of the community. And then all of a sudden I've heard stories from people that have complained about, you know, coaches getting let go in their communities. And all of a sudden, you know, now they've lost friends over it. People don't want to talk to them, or their kids get kind of blackballed within the community. So that's the shady stuff that goes on at these levels.
Life's great moments aren't complete without a great cigar for you and your friends. Visit J.M. Boswell's before golf, fishing, a fishing trip to the beach will make your visit easy and fast. Don't show up to that summer party or golf outing without a cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's, 6481 William Penn Highway, Alexandria, PA. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5. On Saturday from 9 to 4. And always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a Realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration products and SuperDeck stains from August 23rd through the 26th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Remember when you used to cruise the boulevard back in the day? Maybe you stopped at JMP Auto Mart to check out their inventory. Well, you know you still can. JMP Auto Mart is still rocking Central PA with the best deals. Check them out online at jmpautomart.com, where you can apply for financing and see their inventory of over 200 units. Or cruise in like you used to 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard and see them in person. Got a trade? JMP will give you $1,000 push, pull, or tow. Apply for financing online. JMP Auto Mart, in business for 64 years, so they must be doing something right.
Get to Mattis Motorsports now for CF Moto ATVs and side-by-sides. Mattis Motorsports is also your headquarters for trailers, both open and closed. Campers, brands like Astoria, Gulfstream, Puma, and more. Bad Boy Zero Turn mowers in Lear and ARE truck cabs. Give Mattis Motorsports a call at 814-940-6288. Or check them out in person at 1702 East Pleasant Valley Boulevard in the Greenwood section of Altoona. And remember,
if it doesn't say Mattis, you paid too much.
Whether it's popcorn for a movie or chips for a family picnic, great times and great snacks go hand in hand. Davison Snacks Outlet is your go-to place for snacks. Whether you want crispy, savory, or sweet, everything from small bags to bulk packages and gift baskets too. Davison Snacks has Martin's Chips and Snacks, jerky from Bronco Billy's and Brugaroo, All-Star Cotton Candy, Little Debbie Snack Cakes, Boyer Candy, Dots Pretzels, Wise Snacks, and more. Life is better with snacks from Davison Snacks Outlet, 16843 Dunnings Highway, Duncan.
All right, we got a great discussion here. My buddy Matt Fortuna, longtime college football writer with ESPN. Now he's with the Inside Zone, does a great job, good perspective on a lot of stuff nationally. Matt also covered the Pirates for a summer back about like 14 years ago for MLB.com. So I'm going to start with a baseball-ish kind of question for you, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I wasn't prepared for this, so I'm
you're ready.
I'm anxious to see where you're going with this.
No, yeah. I like to leave my guests guessing about what the hell we're going to talk about, because I want legitimate, honest reactions from you. So here's where I'm going with it, okay? What if you were covering the Pirates? Who was the manager at the time? John Russell?
Yes.
What if you were covering the Pirates, and after every fourth or fifth game, John Russell, during his press conference, would say, we need more money. We need the fans to give us more money so we can pay for some players. Anybody out there, if you support the Pirates, could you just give us some more money? And then Bob Nutting has a press conference every month. Not that he does ever, but he has a press conference every month. And he comes out and he says, I know we had a lot of Pirates fans in this. I just wish they'd give us some more money. If all of you out there would give us like $50, We could come up, we could go buy another good player or two. We truly could. What did that ever happen when you were covering the Pirates, Matt?
No, I think I see where you're going with this.
You know, oh, you know exactly where I'm going with it.
Well, I will say what's funny is I live just on the border of Wrigleyville right now, which is, you know, by depending on your measurement, the third or fourth biggest market in professional sports, Chicago. And yet the Cubs, who basically built and own an entire neighborhood, entered this year saying, you know, we don't have the margin for error to compete with a big market like Los Angeles or Atlanta. And I'm thinking, what the hell is wrong with you guys? Why are you owning a professional baseball team?
Yeah.
If that's your attitude, like, you can't compete with Atlanta. Like, there's no salary cap here. Like, what are we paying our taxes for?
What's fascinating to me is just with college football, really the gall of, I just flat call it begging. So I saw this graphic from Happy Valley United. Matt's a Penn State alum, covered Notre Dame, covered a lot of college football around the country. But there was a Facebook post over the weekend. Happy Valley United, an NIL collective, says 106,572 times $25 equals $2.66 million. And then it says, if every fan in Beaver Stadium chips in just $25, keywords there, chips in, that's $2.6 million to fund Penn State's in it. Well, see, they've already
paid. That's one quarterback these days, Corey.
They've already paid $6,000 or $8,000 $8 for their season tickets and NIL, or I'm sorry, seat licensing, which is quote-unquote donations, and then several hundred more to park, and they had to drive from Erie or Reading or Lancaster, gas and hotels, and that's hundreds of dollars because Penn State's in the middle of freaking nowhere. But if they could just find it within the goodness of their heart, could you please just give us a little more money so we can go pay players? I find the whole thing pathetic and embarrassing, and in no other aspect of American business are there businesses out there, Matt, saying, can you please just give us money so we can get bigger? I don't understand why we even think that this is an appropriate way to go about things.
Well, there's just no it's a bill past due, no pun intended, right? I mean, they spent so much time and so many legal dollars, the powers that be in college sports, to keep players from basically getting theirs, right? It was a billion-dollar business that didn't pay its labor and didn't pay taxes. And the bill's finally coming past due. I mean, you'll appreciate this, and surely someone online can probably find this clip because it's out there somewhere, and I haven't been able to find it myself. When I was a senior at Penn State, I was a student guest on the appropriately titled Expert Opinion Show with Graham Spanier, who, as we all know, was a quote-unquote expert, right? He would name his TV show that. And it was at the height of the Cam Newton scandal because that was his Auburn year. And I got up there point blank as a student, and maybe I was a little too naive, although maybe I was ahead of my time. And I said, it was him and it was Mark Emmert, the new NCAA president, his first year. And I said, guys, why is this a big deal? Why shouldn't players accept money for their value? Like, what am I missing here? And they gave some, you know, answer straight out of the PR 101 playbook that they were going from. But, you know, I want someone to find it because I'm like, I don't think I'm the smartest guy in the world, but I'm not an idiot either. And I think I was onto something back as a college senior, knowing that this was eventually going to happen. And these guys were in no way, shape, or form prepared to handle it.
Right. So pay them. Okay. Right. I get paid here by the folks at the radio station. The folks at Sheetz down the road, they have 700 stores. You know what they do? They pay their people. They don't stand on street corners with signs saying, if we could only compete with Wawa or 7-Eleven, can you give us $25? They pay their people. So that, and look, this is not just a Penn State thing. This is, you see this all over college football. Where's the divide where, hey, if you guys want to enter into this realm and you think that these players are worth $10, $12, $14 million a year, then it's up to you to find a way to pay for it. You got 31 varsity sports at Penn State. How about instead of you begging for money from the 106,000 that have already paid, how about you cut some of your varsity sports that don't make you any money and lose millions of dollars? You see what to me, the whole thing is completely out of whack from a business standpoint.
Yeah, no, it's unsustainable and it doesn't make sense. You have two and really, in most cases, one sport essentially funding the entire department, and that's just not really an appropriate business model when you look at it from a bottom line perspective. So, you know, when does the rubber meet the road here? What ultimately happens? I'm not sure. I mean, I think eventually they'll be, you know, will they be called employees? I don't know. But there's certainly going to be large settlements being paid out in the near future, by these schools that are part of the bigger conferences. No, I'm with you. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. It was just gross negligence and lack of preparation for all this. And you knew in its simplest form 5-10 years ago when athletic directors would essentially, you know, not be in favor of NIL, you knew this is what they had in the back of their mind from their seat was, you know, I can't get, how am I, you know, to use a local example, Terry Pegula is going to pay for my hockey rink. Okay, how am I going to ask him for money for players now? Because that's the next step.
Yeah.
Or how am I going to ask, you know, Corey Geiger, Matt Fortuna, whomever, for players now? Because that's the next step, right? You are asking people for money. And I hate to say eventually the money's going to run out, but at some point, you know, everyone has a price and everyone can outpay that price, so to speak.
Let me throw this name out before the next. Ed O'Bannon. Ed O'Bannon is one of the most important names in the history of sports in this country. People talk about, Kurt Flood with the reserve clause in Major League Baseball, and that helped bring about free agency in Major League Baseball. Ed O'Bannon's lawsuit. Again, everybody, every player from now on needs to thank Ed O'Bannon and those people, the former basketball player at UCLA, for kind of getting involved in all this. But, Matt, what I want to ask you is, okay, so let's talk about this specifically from Penn State's perspective. Matt's a Penn State alum. He's covered college football around the country at all different aspects of the sport. Penn State is kind of in the middle of nowhere. God bless them, the folks at Blaze Alexander, they're hooking people up with cars, and that's great. Where is Penn State going to come up with enough money over the course of 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 years? They're not Memphis. Memphis has a deal with FedEx. Maryland's got Under Armour. Oregon's got Nike. Where's this money going to come from if Penn State continues to think that it's going to need it?
It's funny because I thought post-scandal, and I may have underestimated the place even as an alum, I thought post-scandal, because of everything you just mentioned, particularly the location, I thought, this place is never going to be, a Big Ten contender ever again. And sure enough, within 3 years of the James Franklin era, they're winning a Big Ten title, and they've proven to be, a great, if not elite program in the years since. I would say, I wouldn't underestimate the power of just that region and that alumni base. I believe it's the biggest or second biggest in the country. And I think ultimately that's what will carry a brand and a program in a place like Penn State, toward the top and give them advantages that a lot of their peers don't. And I think that's why you see the Big Ten in particular do so well financially relative to everyone else in the country right now, because they are just these huge schools with massive alum bases. And with a lot of schools, that as big as those alum bases are, they have tremendous fan support from people who'd even go there, right? Penn State among them, Michigan in particular. I mean, I have a lot of family in that state. Not a lot of them went to school in Ann Arbor, but they all root for the Maize and Blue. I mean, it's just the power of the brand, the power of those game day environments. I mean, you see it every Saturday at a place like Penn State where Beaver County swells to State College swells to the third biggest city in the state 7 days a year, because so many people, go through the hassle, so to speak, of making a weekend out of a Penn State football game. And so I get where you're going with it. I just don't think Penn State in particular is going to lack for helping hands, so to speak.
But it comes back to this discussion, as with everything with Penn State. Penn State's always going to be really good. Let's jump off with that foundation. Penn State's always going to be really good. But how good compared to the elite? Penn State can win 10 games every year, but if they lose to Ohio State and Michigan, it's really good, but it puts you in tier 1A or the second tier. So, and with this, Penn State's going to have money. They're going to have NIL money. But is it going to be enough to compete with those 4, 6, 7 elites? So I guess what I'm asking you from a big picture perspective, is it Penn State's lot in life to just be the 10th or 12th best football program forever in every way, because that's about where they are? And every now and then maybe they'll catch lightning in a bottle, but ultimately you kind of are what your pieces are. 10th to 12th to 15th in recruiting, 10th to 12th to 15th in money, 10th to 12th to 15th in facilities. I mean, if that's what you are, should we expect Penn State to be any better than the 10th to 12th to 15th best football program?
I think you have sound logic in your argument, and I don't disagree with anything you just said. I would say if we had this conversation 5 years ago, we'd be having it about Michigan, and we both say there's no chance those guys can ever win a national title.
3 years ago, I thought Harbaugh could be fired. 3 years ago, I thought Harbaugh was probably on the verge of getting fired.
Corey, I did a behind-the-scenes story with Army for their game at Michigan in 2019. I was on that Army sideline. Army pushed those guys around.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Harbaugh was getting booed by his own fans. This wasn't like, oh, they don't know how to defend the option. Like, they ran for like 2 yards per carry against this Army defense. They won
right,
because Army missed a field goal at the end. And I'm thinking, boy, like, I know he can't beat Ohio State, but if he's struggling to beat Army, how's he going to survive here? And again, we all look like idiots now because they went out and won the Big Ten the last 3 years and won the national title last year. So, I don't subscribe. I mean, if you're in competitive sports, I just never subscribe to that notion of like, this is, the best we can be, so to speak. I also think in an expanded playoff, you're getting more bites at the apple. Penn State would make it several times in the past with a 12-team playoff. Obviously, we've seen the ceiling, so to speak, in the regular season when they faced Ohio State and Michigan. But, you know, especially, you know, this past year, and I'm not making excuses for them. They got beat fair and square on the field in both games, but they were, what, a functional offensive line away from beating Ohio State. That was a game they should have won, I think, you know, and could have won. And in the Michigan, you know, for as much as we talk about Michigan, they were the best team this year. They won the national title. I mean, if not for James Franklin, you know, forgetting his calculator, that's a one possession game with, again, a Penn State team that had no offense whatsoever against what ended up being the best team in the country. So I just, they're not that far away. And I just think you get the right pieces there, whether it's Drew Aller stepping up and becoming the five-star passer that everyone hopes he can be, whether it's adding a game-breaking receiver, which they seemed to lack last year. I just don't think they're that far away. I think from a program standpoint, they're in a very good place. And even though the results on the field aren't exactly where you want them to be, they're not that far away. And look, what's Michigan going to be like without Jim Harbaugh? It's still Michigan. I think Sherrill Moore is a hell of a coach, but we don't know what he's going to be like, you know, in place of Harbaugh. We don't know what they're going to be like long term. That's a place that still, on paper, does not recruit at an elite level. They develop talent better than anyone in the country, but they don't recruit at an elite level. There are a lot of new faces of that program this year. And I also think with Big Ten expansion, you know, it's definitely not helping the West because there's nowhere for them to hide. I think you can make an argument it might help some of these Eastern programs like Penn State, which doesn't have to face Michigan and Ohio State every single year anymore, even though there are some other good teams joining the schedule.
All right, I'm going to get your expert opinion predicting the future here. There we go. In 3 years, where will Florida State be? What conference will they be in?
It's funny, though. They're meeting right now for the ACC spring meetings in Amelia Island. That's a good question. I think that lawsuit, along with Clemson's, will ultimately result in a settlement of some sort. But it's not like the Big Ten and SEC are racing to get either of these programs right now, right? In fact, I'd argue North Carolina is more attractive to both those conferences than Florida State and Clemson are right now. So what conference are they in? I'm honestly not sure. I doubt it will be the ACC. It's just hard to put that toothpaste back in the bottle and think that they're going to go back and everything's going to be great and they're going to sing Kumbaya together. I don't know. I don't have a good answer for that.
My best guess, just throwing a dart out at, you know, at the wall, is I'll go Florida State, Big Ten, Clemson, SEC. Would the SEC want Clemson at all?
Well, I also think, look, we still haven't figured out what the playoff's going to look like 3 years
That's
from now.
That's true, yeah.
Because the Big Ten and SEC are squeezing everyone.
Yep.
And, I mean, are we at a point 3 years from now where it literally is just the Big Ten, SEC, and, oh, by the way, we're going to pick a handful of programs like Notre Dame, Clemson, and Florida State, and Miami, and we're just going to go build our own playoff and conferences as we know it are not going to exist? I mean, there's a lot of legwork and a lot of, you know, contractual work between now and then, but I do think we are very, very close to a breakaway, so to speak, especially since the Big Ten and SEC started their own, you know, I won't use the word alliance anymore, but advisory group or whatever it was.
All right, Matt Fortuna, good stuff there. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. If you're heading out to a high school football game tonight, hope you enjoy it. You got some great weather on tap, and you can, again, listen to a bunch of those games right here on our Lightner Communication stations. Again, want to thank our presenting sponsor each and every day, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Folks, enjoy your weekend. Steelers, final preseason game tomorrow. We'll see if we get any clarity on the quarterback competition between Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Have a good night, folks. We'll talk to you Monday.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona.